Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the Wake Up Call Sackdown Tour on 106.5 The End.
Sunny and 89 today, broadcasting live from the state capitol facing L Street. We'll be here till 10 o'clock if you want to stop by and say hi to us. Another chance at tickets to see Post Malone at the Golden One Center happened at 11 a.m. this morning on 106.5 The End. This story happened on Wednesday. An ice cream truck driver and an SUV driver were carjacked by the same suspect in Rancho Cordova. An ice cream truck. Question one.
Okay.
When was the last time you saw an ice cream truck?
All the time. My
all
neighborhood.
The time. You live in a neighborhood.
I
know. I never see an ice cream truck anywhere.
You don't see them as much as you hear them.
Are there a lot of kids in your neighborhood?
I have not seen any.
That's why.
Why is it going to be a kid thing? I would run after an ice cream truck. Look at me, Gavin. I would run after an ice
he
cream
would.
Truck.
Actually, that is true. That is true. Okay. So this guy. Carjacked, you said first. What was the first one?
An ice cream truck.
Oh, okay, but I thought
his
he carjacked.
First choice?
Yeah,
and I then he carjacked two things.
Right, and then he lost control of the ice cream truck, and then someone pulled over to help the person in the ice cream truck, and he carjacked their car too.
Okay, wow. I've never driven an ice cream truck. As hard as that
That's
is,
shocking.
I know, but it's just a. Van or like something, right? Like, why did he lose control of it?
I'm not sure.
Probably because he was on drugs.
Oh, that could be it too.
Okay. Because there's nothing about an ice cream truck that would make me think I'm gonna carjack that.
Not like, even the ice cream?
No. One, okay. You can buy your own ice cream, and it's relatively cheap. It's not worth going to jail over.
Yeah, but what about? Don't you want the thrill? You want ice cream and a thrill.
I feel like there are better ways to get it.
Okay.
Second of all, every ice cream truck that I've seen, at least in California, looks like it has meth. The truck is rusted. It's a disgusting color that I didn't even know existed in paint.
And it's
always being driven by, somebody who looks like they just took their clown makeup off. Sometimes they're not even wearing a shirt.
There's
a guy who drives around in my neighborhood, and I'm like, fella, at least put a top on.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Okay, hold on. I need to break this down. So you're telling me that there is it a van?
Yeah.
Okay, a van that plays music that attracts children to
Pukey
it.
Pukey pea green.
Okay.
With rust.
And then the person driving it isn't fully clothed.
That is correct.
And do people let their children go up to
it? I've never seen anyone buy anything from him.
Okay.
He's,
Well, then how do you know he actually has ice cream in there?
Because his van has no door.
Oh.
And he has a sign that says ice cream. Half of it is in Spanish.
Okay.
And then, he looks very unhappy. And then, he's just driving around. And you can see all of them as he drives
by.
All right, so here's what happened. Apparently, this guy was driving erratically down Sunrise, turned onto Douglas Road, and then drove the ice cream truck into a ditch. Now, when was the last time you saw an ice cream truck go over 25 miles an hour?
Zero
Never.
Times in my entire
right.
life.
So we'll say this was a slow speed
right.
chase,
sure.
right? So then, after the ice cream truck took a header into the ditch, a woman driving a BMW SUV had pulled over to help the person behind the wheel of the crashed ice cream truck and had her car jacked, too.
Now, that's a win-lose situation.
Okay, tell us why.
You have upgraded to a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
You have downgraded because there is no ice cream inside.
That is true. Yes. Okay.
I guess if you had a few extra minutes, you could have grabbed some of the ice cream out of the truck, threw it in the back of the BMW, but there's not adequate refrigeration
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's going to melt.
Okay. So when he was speeding down Sunrise, was the song playing?
That's a great question.
Because I would like to think that the second you turn on an ice cream truck, it just starts playing.
Automatic, yeah. Unless it's like a police car where you have to turn the siren on.
Right.
That's a great question. I don't know. I want to believe that, yes, it was.
Now, here's a shocking turn of events.
Okay.
I know I've been leaving you in suspense this whole time before disclosing this piece of very valuable information.
Okay.
The BMW that was carjacked, it turns out the woman and the ice cream truck driver were in cahoots.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Rancho. Rancho Cordova police say the driver of the BMW that was taken by the suspect is a person of interest in the case.
Wow.
So they worked together.
But, to what benefit?
So that he could get away. So she supplied the car so he could get away. Listen, guys, this is the world we live in.
So in the end, they didn't even get an ice cream truck because he
crashed it, and they've both been arrested.
So it was all about the ice cream.
I want to hear the end of this story. I need an update.
Yeah,
what was their end game?
Where were they going to go?
What was the plan? What started all this?
Right.
Were they hanging out together? And he goes,
I got a sweet tooth.
I want an ice cream truck. And she goes, well, let's go down to the store and get some. He goes, no, I said ice cream truck. She goes, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
You fly, I buy.
Yeah.
If you steal the truck, I'll just follow you, I guess, in case you hit that ditch on Douglas.
Kevin, at what point do you feel you have such a sweet tooth that you need to steal an ice cream truck?
Does seem like if any of us are going to steal an ice cream truck, it's going to be you.
I wouldn't steal ice cream truck because there's no door.
Your car has to
have
a door.
Oh, does that make you scared?
Yeah, I might fall off.
Out of all of the erratic driving that you
do? I don't erratically drive anymore.
Your car prevents
it. But do you have a freezer in your car in case you want an ice cream sandwich?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.